Welcome to the Luminous Podcast, weekly meditations, readings, and blessings to assist with our rest, peace, and spiritual wellness. You can find out more at luminousanglican.com.
What a beautiful day to be together as we continue to celebrate the great 50 days of Easter. We're becoming more and more entrenched in this beautiful John 15, these rhythmic patterns of meaning and lesson for us, abiding, of being tethered and connected to the deep things of Jesus. Today we're looking at a couple different passages in the lectionary today, John 15, 1 through 8, as well as 1 John 4, 7 through 21. And these are pretty iconic passages. Many of us have read about Jesus, the true vine, and, you know, being the Father, being the vine grower, we are adhering ourselves in this way of life. We see ourselves identified within this picture, in this story. And it gives us a lot to contemplate today, especially for the meaning of confirmation as we celebrate this Sunday. Abide means to live within. A vine is a life system, a network of wellness, if you will, for everything connected to it. To live within. Abide. When serving the bread and the wine each Sunday, we say something like, "This is the bread of life." And with the chalice, we say something like, "The true vine." See, this passage of the Gospel of John is about health and life. And as usual, agricultural references were the main illustrations used then, and we continue to still see connection with there. So removing a branch isn't healthy. This that bears no fruit. This isn't mean or destructive. The idea is for those hearing this, they knew exactly what this meant. For the words for prune and cleansed are interchangeable. A dead portion of a vine system or a tree can eventually bring unhealth to the whole vine or tree. Bearing fruit isn't just pragmatic. It isn't just a corporate audit or an assessment as we think of it. Verse 4, abide in me as I abide in you. This is just as much about Christ being present in us than anything that's being required of us. This reality shifts our wishes, our needs, our hopes, our focus, our dreams, all of these things. Our attunement is shifted through the way of being, seeing, and hearing as a part of what we abide in, what we live within. Being a disciple of Jesus is like a student having a rabbi walking so closely enough to one another where the dust from this rabbi on the road lands on the clothes of the student. It is that close. It is that intimate. It's deep communion with one another. And the question here for us isn't, are we abiding? It's, what are we abiding in? What has our attention? Whatever has our attention has us. First John 4, 7 through 21. Another reading from the lectionary today. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Continuing on 11, beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in us, and those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. When Christ says, come follow me, Jesus wasn't inviting people to convert to Christianity. He invited people to learn from him, follow him in a whole new way of living, to be transformed. And transformation is possible if we are willing to arrange our lives around the practices, rhythms, and truth of Jesus himself. The truths of Jesus himself are not all of those truths that Christian celebrities and those attempting to co-opt Jesus into a political narrative. These are not the truths of Jesus. These are the distortion of men. So the way of Jesus is the way of love. It's that good. And for us these days, it is that difficult. When our attention is not on our rabbi, it's not on Jesus. Something else has us. Something else has distracted us. Our attention is elsewhere. So here is a difficult question. If this is all true, if this is all a reality that we are to adhere to and to absorb and identify with and embody, why are Christians sometimes just the worst? Zach Lambert wrote, the vast majority of people walking away from Christianity in America are not rejecting the person and the work of Jesus. They are rejecting faulty biblical interpretations that lead to bigotry, oppression, and marginalization. This rejection isn't unchristian, it is Christ-like. I would co-sign with this. I see and hear and experience this more and more. And as we celebrate confirmation at the parish this weekend, we pray, we hold those who are being confirmed for them to be a part of this path of love with Jesus in a new way forward. John Mark Comer in Practicing the Way said, think subtraction, not addition. Following Jesus is not about doing more, it's about doing less. It's tempting to make our rule of life and a list of things to do. And that's not all bad, but for most of us, it's just as important, if not more so, to focus on what we're not going to do. to build margin into the architecture of our lives. See, Paul called this abiding prayer more about without ceasing. St. John's of the Cross called it a silent love and urged us to remain in loving attention on God. Madame Guyon, a French mystic, said, continuous inner act of abiding. There's this active being in the center and in the ethos of what we're speaking of, as if each moment with God is its own Eucharist, its own movable feast. A.W. Tozer called it habitual conscious communion and said, at the heart of the Christian message is God's self waiting for God's children. Brother Lawrence called it the practice of the presence of God. If you do nothing within the daily office this week, pause on 1 John 4:7 through 21. And as its circular writing swirls around you, rest in the beautiful repetition. 1 John 4:7 through 21 will bring us a beautiful, gentle centering on the things that matter, on being tethered to the vine of Christ, enabling an embodiment of the fruit of the way of Jesus. When we are in desperate need of this contrast to all of the fears and all of the distraction and the results of what we feed on. Whatever YouTube channel, whatever news feed, letting go brings peace. We are a part of the vine, abiding, attached, tethered, and belonging. For, beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. To the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you would like more information or ways to be a part of Luminous, please go to luminousanglican.com. Peace be with you.